painting to photography, from beadwork to woodworking. KQAL-FM on the campus of Winona State University presents Artbeat. Artbeat highlights the work and accomplishments of local artists from in and around Winona. Support for Artbeat is made possible by the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund. Now, here's Terry Tenseth with today's Artbeat.
On this episode of Artbeat, we learn about the upcoming events and exhibits happening at the Minnesota Marine Art Museum. Learn about Watershed Claims by Josh Rowan with Glass Cairns by Libby Reuter. You'll also learn about Life in Kodachrome. Photographs by Nathan Benn, featuring both sides of the mighty Mississippi. Our art history tip will clue you in to the difference between Monet and Manet. I'm Terry Tenseth, and you're listening to Artbeat. Good afternoon. I have the Madame of Art.
Oh, I love that.
Do you like that? The Madame. I do. Yeah.
So what's funny is some people, if they, I think when they forget my name, they say Madam Director.
Oh, instead of Nicole Chamberlain Dupree.
Yes. I think they're terrified by the last name that they might forget the first name.
I can imagine the look on their face.
I can see it, and I just smile because, you know what? I don't know people's names either.
For those who don't know, it's the director of the Marine Art Museum's name is Nicole Chamberlain Dupree, as previously stated.
You can also call me NCD. That works, too.
Oh, does it?
It does.
Is that your rapper name?
That is. Yes. Okay. Obvi.
So we're heading into, like, spring, summer, sprummer. Oh. We're heading into sprummer.
So,
because Minnesota doesn't know the difference sometimes, you know?
No. However, we had a pretty mild winter.
We did. But it had a death hold.
It got right. Like, and spring, you were just like, it's
like not happening. Like, I'll give you a little taste and then it goes away.
Well, but
then
I think it comes back. I think we don't think like spring because spring just means cool and or rainy.
Yeah.
And all we really know in Minnesota is 40 below and 80 above.
Yeah. I just want to be able to put on my flip-flops. That's about That's about where I'm at.
I don't wear flip-flops. They freak me out. I'm not going to lie.
You're not a toe person. That's what it comes down to.
It's not toes. It's the amount of, like, the thinnest amount of rubber that is separating me from the grossness that
We need to get six sandals.
Oh, yeah, but then they're platforms, and then I look ridiculous at 5'3 with platform sandals.
Bring the hotness.
I mean, maybe I'll just get some espadrilles and call it good.
Call it good.
Right.
So because you're by the water, it's perfect for this time of year. It's beautiful. Things are blooming. And things are blooming in
Birds
your galleries,
crazy.
Right?
Yes. April saw two massive exhibition changeovers. So we said bye-bye to the successful Adam Terman exhibition.
Great exhibition.
Oh, man. So amazing. And it helped us get record attendance for February and March, which was so wonderful. We also said goodbye to Luke Erickson's Confluence exhibition. That was a photography show. His Walk and Talk back in the day was a massive hit. We had 52 people show up,
which was crazy
amazing. And so we swapped out. So in the space where Adam Terman was, we have a show called Watershed Cairns, C-A-I-R-N-S. I have to think about it.
Yeah.
I do. Because I want to say, like, I think it's a Scottish word, so cairn, and I feel like I want to give it a little Scottish inflection, which I don't, I don't have
right,
a
no.
Scottish brogue.
Don't
so.
Even try it.
No.
It's hard.
No. So, but cairns are stacked objects that if you were to go hiking and you stack like rocks that you found in nature and you leave it there, that is considered a cairn. It's a stacked object in a space. And so Watershed Cairns, two artists from St. Louis, Josh Rowan and Libby Reuter. So they got together as artists and kept thinking about how they wanted to partner as artists. And so as they were driving, it kind of came to them that they would find natural watersheds. It could and for those of you who don't know what a watershed is, like myself, I needed to be educated. It is where when we get all of this rain that we have seen for much of April, wherever it hits and goes through the ground into the water system is a watershed. So Watershed Cairns, they use vintage water vessels and they stack them, just stack them in nature where these watersheds are, or I should say in the environment where these watersheds are. They actually have one that's a pool, which terrifies me. So they have these stacked glass cairns. Libby's art is finding the vessels that make the cairn in the style and design and color she wants. And then Josh takes these large format photographs, and then they print them on plexi, I believe. And it is the coolest how they're printed up. And so in the show, we have all of these. We have like 35 photos, and they're from everywhere, from like steps in the middle of winter to an old dog park in Wisconsin, which really makes you worry. And then an old swimming pool. There's a cairn sitting there. And I was like, how is there a cairn below a swimming pool? Like, isn't that a ton of chlorine just going into our waterways? So it's a little eye-opening, and it's beautiful, but there's a deeper level to it, which is so great.
Excellent.
So the show has the photographs, but then it has a handful of these stacked glass cairns under plexi vitrines. And this makes us all so nervous because these glass cairns, they are really just stacked with a little bit of what we call curator wax. And it's just like chunks of wax that you put in between and hold them together. And so we have one that broke in nature. And so the artists brought it with them but to show like these break, like these are stacked glass cairns. Like a gust of wind comes up, these are gonna go kaput. That's just how it is. So we've got stacks of these. Ah, and we had to put like no touch signs all over them. Because if you even bump the base of these,
oh no,
crash, and then I have to call our insurance folks, right?
Not like, good.
Yeah, so please don't touch. But look at them. It's so cool. Like that's what is so great about the Marine Art Museum and our curatorial team is that they're finding unique ways of really exploring this great art inspired by water. It's such a stunning exhibition that I would not have thought of or even dreamed up in my mind. So that's one of our new ones. And then the other new one that just opened on April 21st, yep, right before Earth Day, Kodachrome Memory. And see, there's a subtitle. It's very long. And I believe it is Life and Culture on Both Sides of the Mississippi, or maybe it's Life Along the Mississippi. I forget which one it is. But it's photographs by Nathan Benn, who was a National Geographic photographer from the early 70s to the mid-90s. And the works in this show are from his adventures. I'm going to say adventures as a Nat Geo photographer, because that's an adventure. All along the Mississippi River. So there's some from Winona in the early 70s, and it's all the way down both sides, and it's literally also both sides of society. So the haves, the have-nots, the you know, different races, what they're experiencing versus what their counter partners are, and it's phenomenal. It is powerful. And we have a discovery doc in there that asks really powerful questions, such as, you know, is there anything in this exhibition that speaks to you, or how do you feel race relations are right now? And just really draws the viewer in to look at what was captured and think, have we come a long way or is it the same? And there's a funny little photo that our educator Heather draws to. It's from, I believe, Biloxi, Mississippi, and it's a beautiful baby contest. And I wonder, kind of reminds me today of toddlers and tiaras, right? In that beauty pageant world and a pageant mom. And it is such a fascinating show where you can really get lost in the photographs, and it kind of sparks a lot of memories for folks, maybe some anger, maybe some frustration. I'm excited to see how our visitors react to it. And I really hope people participate. So this discovery doc is called Share It or Shred It, which is brilliant, brilliant. This team at the museum, like, makes me grin with how smart and quick they are and how kind. So we have these questions, and they're all, some are lighter than others. And you can either hang it on a share it, so it's kind of like a little clothesline, and you can pin it up, or else we have a hand-cranked shredding little shred box. And if people just... maybe they had a negative reaction to something, or they just wanted to get it out, they can write it down and they can shred it so it's never shared. So we're hoping it's kind of this therapy, this cathartic element of, you know, if let's just say they answer our race relations better and they want to say yes, but maybe they know it's not true, or they want to say no and maybe they think it's different, they don't have to put it up. They can just shred it because maybe they've put too much of themselves on this answer that they're not comfortable sharing. So they can shred it and nobody will read it. Nobody will see it. We'll throw them away. It is like, I get goosebumps. Like, I'm really excited. I hope we get a lot of participation with this, but they're tough. They're big questions. Yeah, it's not like, do you like the show?
Right.
Right.
It's interactive.
It's interactive, and it's interactive at an almost guttural level.
Ooh, boy.
Yeah, yeah. I'm excited to see what we get. I am too. Yeah.
Because it's anonymous, which is nice.
It's anonymous, yep. Unless you know people's handwriting.
Let's not go there.
I know. No. Or you just write with your opposite non-dominant hand.
Right. Exactly. Right. Like a child.
Yeah.
It'll look like that.
It'll look like
fine.
That.
That's okay.
And then maybe we as the museum will say, look what a child wrote. Yeah. We're
That's
so happy.
That's a big issue for a
12-year-old. We're so happy they participated.
So what's the art tip for
Ooh, our little today? Art story. Okay. So at the end of March, the museum... our galleries grew, if you will. Not physically, right? Because we know that the museum's not... we didn't undergo a building campaign.
Again?
Yeah, that didn't happen. Yeah. The collections grew
right.
with three new works added. So we added a Jean-François Millet, M-I-L-L-E-T. It's like the grain, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, but I think we call the grain millet. Yep. So Millet, and then we added a... Anis Matisse, I like to say. It's an Henri Matisse painting from his Nice period. So I lovingly call it Anis Matisse. And then, so the art tip is around our third one, or the art, funny. It's a funny today. We added an Edouard Manet painting. So Edouard Manet, the painting is hanging between one of our Claude Monets next to... And then that's on one side. And then the other side is one of our Bert Morisot paintings. So we have Monet, Manet, Morisot, right? So we've got a trio of M's. They're all connected historically. So Morisot, Bert Morisot, is one of the very few women in art history. And she was considered a grande dame of Impressionism. So she and Edouard Manet influenced one another in their works and painting outdoors. And that was very new for Manet. He was a very rigid painter. He painted indoor scholarly subjects, historical settings. And she was testing out the waters of Impressionism. So she got him to try painting outdoors. And so the painting that we now have is an outdoor water scene from Bologna, I believe. And it's Bologne, because it's not Italy, it's French. And so it's painted... outside, which is great. So the funny story is Morisot was in love with Edouard Manet, but he was married and he fancied her as well. So he actually painted 12 portraits of Morisot, and I don't know how many he painted of his wife. So they wanted to hang out in the same circles and be able to kind of not anything inappropriate. We really don't know, but just spend time together as artists. So Edouard suggested that Bert marry his younger brother, Eugène, which is French for Eugene. And so Morisot and Eugène Manet got married so that Morisot and Edouard Manet could be in social circles appropriately together.
Ah.
So that's part one. Now, if you go in the other direction on the wall, we have Claude Monet, who was an Impressionist, the father, the founding member of Impressionism. He's the one who's like, you know what? We're going to break with this. We're going to break with tradition and try something new. And so when Monet was putting his new style of paintings forward into the salons and in galleries, people thought it was Manet, but that he misspelled his name. They're like, oh, he forgot the tail on the O. What is Manet doing? So Manet was really angry, like annoyed, upset, hated Monet, because people kept thinking that Monet's Impressionist works were by Manet, and he was still trying to like grow his reputation as a serious professional artist. So people were getting like, oh, Manet, I see you're trying something new. And he's like, what are you talking about?
Oh my God.
No, I'm not. So if you go in the direction, Manet hated Monet but loved Morisot.
Monet.
Right?
Right?
Oh my gosh. And maybe he inspired the Beatles.
It's so complicated.
So complicated. This is the fun part about art and art history is the stories and the gossip. I just learned this morning that Pablo Picasso had 23 names. Right? Like, it's just the stories of people. And yes, we know hundreds of women, right? But I was going to bring that up, I was like, I'm not ready to talk about Picasso.
Maybe that's why there's all those names. Oh, you're dating who?
Yeah, he's named after, like, family members, family saints, and just 23 words as his last name, as his full name. It takes up two lines. I don't remember any.
Oh, my word. So other than that, you're looking forward to summer down
there. Oh, are we ever.
For those who are curious, when does Mississippi Sippin' start up?
Mississippi Sippin', which is like the tongue twister of the day, is June through September, and it's the first and third Tuesdays of the month. We are working with Jefferson's to have them be the food and beverage, and you just, you know, it's cash everything, cash food, cash bar, and
the museum's open too.
Museum is open. Yep, the museum is open. So it's from 5 until 7. The museum is open. If you even just want to come and hang out on the Riverwalk, you're allowed to. You don't even have to buy food. You don't have to go to the museum. You just get an awesome view. And it's lovely.
Your friends will be there.
Your friends will likely be there. Yeah. You should bring them if they're not, right. Because come on, it's beautiful.
Right.
And Jefferson's always makes it a point to have one meat option and one vegetarian option, which I'm really grateful for.
That's nice.
Yeah. Black bean burger is pretty good. Makes me hungry.
So now you guys are on Instagram, you're on Twitter, you're on Facebook.
Yep. I've started throwing the. For some reason, I feel like I should sound older.
No. You don't need to. We're still young.
I know. Yeah, Instagram is like our best. We're a visual art museum. That's where we love and live.
So you just look up Minnesota Marine Art Museum, right?
Darn right.
And then the webpage is mmam.org.
Yes, ma'am.
All righty. Anything else we should know?
You should come.
There you go.
That's it.
Free Student Tuesdays every Tuesday.
Oh, and that's sponsored. Yep. And that's sponsored by Ronald McDonald House Charities.
Oh, wow. Okay. Yeah. That's big.
That is big. And it's new. Yep.
Yeah. That's great.
We're so excited to have their support. So, yes, Free Student Tuesday. And that is K through grad school. Not students of life. I'm sorry, because we're all students of life,
students,
but actual students.
Yeah. Right. Right. No, understood. I understand that. Well, thanks so much for coming in.
Hey, thanks for having me. It's always fun to chat with you.
Same here.
Thanks again to Nicole Chamberlain Dupree for stopping in to visit with us about the Minnesota Marine Art Museum. More information on the Marine Art Museum can be found at mmam.org. I'm Terry Tensett, thanking you for listening to Art Beat.
Art Beat is written and produced by KQAL-FM on the campus of Winona State University. Visit us on the web at kqal.org.